Blog Talk Radio.
Smoke News Radio Podcast. Welcome to Smoke News Radio 2020 with your host, Jason Brodsky.
Thank you. You've tuned in to Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky. Our first article tonight, broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, and YouTube, is from allafrica.com. In Kenya, I will be the first president in Africa to legalize marijuana, Wa Jakoya says on January 28th. Nairobi Roots Party presidential aspirant George Wayayokaya now says he will promote the legalization and exportation of bong marijuana should he be chosen as head of state in the August elections. Speaking on Channel 46 News, Wajakoya said that this can be a source of income which can boost the economy development of Kenya. The presidential aspirant urged the next government to prioritize the cultivation of marijuana as it also has medicinal value. Our business will be to plant marijuana and export it to those who use it outside Kenya. This will enable us get revenue which we can use to develop our country economically. He indicated that he is prepared to counter perceived resistance that has his proposal would evoke the some of the country's residents. Quoted, I have never smoked marijuana, but my son does, and he is a footballer. I cannot throw away my son because he smokes bong and someone else has drunk changa. Let us face reality. If it is something that can lift the economy, let us utilize it. He stated that I will be the first president in Africa to legalize and export bong. If they want to cast me out because of that, it's okay with me. He indicated that the crop has been stigmatized in most African societies ever since colonial masters labeled it as harmful, and as a result of this, Kenya has failed to capitalize on the booming trade. Presidential aspirants are coming up with the incentives that they think can spur Kenyans to elect them. There have been a number of political promises made from a 6,000 monthly stipend and repayment of Kenya's debt, even the introduction of a free university. Next, from Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky, from insightcrime.org. By land and sea, Chile dealing with surge of creepy marijuana. And just as a side note, that's what they call marijuana in Costa Rica, the creepy. Authorities in Chile have reported a string of massive maritime seizures of creepy marijuana as traffickers now move the sought-after drug by sea and land and from a wider range of departure points. Chile's maritime authorities seized almost 7 tons of creepy marijuana in 2021, culminating with the largest haul in November when 3.5 tons of creepy were found in the central Chocolata region after being delivered by a vessel sailing from Colombia, according to a government news release. According to La Tercera, authorities tracked the vessel down from the Pacific coast until it dropped off its merchandise in the Chacolata region along Chile's border with Peru. Authorities later dismantled the Colombian trafficking ring responsible on November 26th as they were making a separate delivery of 900 kilograms of cannabis to two Chilean gangs. Creepy marijuana has been growing in prominence across Latin America, primarily grown in Colombia. It contains far higher levels of psychoactive drug THC than standard marijuana. According to a police press release, Chile's latest seizure of creepy marijuana occurred in late December when Navy personnel intercepted a Peruvian-flagged boat near the northern border of Africa. Authorities discovered nearly 1.4 tons of cannabis aboard the vessel. And in August 2021, more than 1 ton of creepy marijuana was discovered in a shipping container at Chile's port of San Antonio. Land seizures are also regularly being seen once again in November. Nearly 200 kilograms of creepy were caught in Chile's northern province of El Loa, which borders Bolivia. And in June, creepy marijuana and cocaine worth $1.5 million were seized in Antofagasta and were tracked back to Bolivia, having coming from Colombia originally. Creepy marijuana is grown in vast quantities in the hillsides of Colombia's Cauca region. In Cauca, it sells for anywhere between 30,000 and 120,000 Colombian pesos. That's $9 to $45 a kilogram. But these prices go far higher in Chile. Colombian creepy has reached the southern cone countries in past years, but authorities noted a rise in marijuana coming into Chile by first passing through Ecuador and Peru. According to the State Department's 2021 International Control Strategy Report, traffickers turned to maritime routes during the COVID-19 pandemic, likely to circumvent Chile's strict border closures. The country did not reopen its borders fully until October 2021. Now Chile is confronting trafficking on two fronts as smugglers use newly established maritime routes in the Pacific and return to land routes. At sea, cargo containers are the most common smuggling technique. In November 2021, more than 160 kilograms of creepy were hidden in containers with declared banana exports from Ecuador, according to a Chilean Navy press release. But drugs are also commonly inserted on ships at intermediary ports, especially in Central America. To help further evade authorities, traffickers use fishing boats leaving Colombia or Peru headed for Chilean ports in the north and luxury yachts with greater freedom of movement and less regulation than cargo and fishing ships. Land borders have become a growing concern for Chilean authorities, especially that with Bolivia due to drug trafficking, human smuggling, and contraband. The issue has become a regular sticking point between the two countries. Chile has seen better success in collaborating with Peru and Ecuador to crack down on transnational drug trafficking rings. Smoke News Radio. It's episode 117 with Jason Brodsky, your host. Next, we have from the Thai Examiner.com, Thai News Foreigners. All right. Cannabis remains illegal as ministers push through a law controlling its use by the public. Thailand is now entering into a gray area until growing cannabis at home becomes legal. But after this, it will be controlled by a new law, now being pushed through the parliament, that will aim to severely restrict the consumption and sale of cannabis and associated products in Thailand. Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister, Wisanya Kriagram, this week warned that those seeking to get high on cannabis, that recreational use of the drug in Thailand remains strictly illegal. He explained that a new law being pushed through the parliament will regulate the use of cannabis, including requiring anyone who deals in the substance to obtain a license and specifying that the strength of cannabis product be well below the level normally associated with users getting high on the illegal drug. The government's legal experts referred to Thailand's international commitments to control the use of the drug. Quote, the bill will show the country remains vigilant and committed to keeping the use of cannabis in check, Mr. Wasal quotes. Also highlighted the difficulty the government and law agencies will face in controlling recreational cannabis use under the proposed new regimen following significant moves this week to decriminalize what for now remains a Category 5 narcotic. The new regime agreed not come into effect for 120 days after its publication in the official Royal Gazette. However, Mr. Wisanyao, the government's top legal expert, told reporters that the new measures will not be effect until 120 days after the new regulations are published by the Royal Gazette. Okay. Use of cocaine and cannabis is still highly illegal in Thailand and very serious legal consequences. This will happen after the final regulations are signed by the Bhumathai Thai Party leader and Minister of Public Health, Anutin Charnvirakul. Minister Anutin has pushed for the decriminalization and home use of marijuana since coming to power in 2019, and the issue was a key part of the manifesto of his party in the run-up to the last general election. Violators can still be jailed for up to 15 years. In the meantime, Deputy Prime Minister Wisanyao warned that anyone using the drug or found in possession without approval from government bodies for medicinal or research purposes, as allowed under current legislation, will still face prosecution and could face up to 15 years in prison. He urged, just hold your horses for the time being. He particularly directed his message at anyone considering smoking pot for recreational purposes in the meantime. Quote, until the law is cleared, caution should be exercised. It isn't something that can be done freely. Law being rushed through Parliament to allow for a new controlled regimen allowing cultivation at home, Mr. Wissanyou also explained that a new law will be introduced into Parliament and passed before the new regulations come into play to specify and limit the use of cannabis to ensure that Thailand conforms with its obligations under several international conventions. Under the proposed new legal regimen for the use of cannabis, it is thought that the cultivation of up to 6 plants for personal use will be allowed by the government, provided that the plants have been notified to local authorities. A license from the local government authority will be required to cultivate cannabis for commercial purposes, and the law and regulation will specify that any cannabis extract may not have a THC value in excess of 0.2, which is quite low. Strength of tetrahydrocannabinol, the active ingredient in cannabis, will be set at an ultra-low level. THC stands for tetrahydrocannabinol, which measures the potency of cannabis by weight. Many recreational users of cannabis who currently illegally enjoy a high from the drug use products with the THC ranging from 0.3 to 4%. While some, especially cultivated and very powerful forms of the drug, can have THC up to 25%. Referring to the new law that is believed to be pending, on Wednesday, Mr. Wissanyou said the bill will show the country remains vigilant and committed to keeping the use of cannabis in check. Indeed, there is still some doubt whether the government can navigate what is going to be difficult and choppy waters between complying technically with international conventions that Thailand signed up to from 1961 to 1990 and allowing the recreational use of cannabis on a highly restricted basis driven by the populist policies of the Bhumjaithai Thai Party, a key coalition partner. Difficult task for the government to balance its commitment to international treaties and the new populist cannabis regime pushed by Bhumjaithai MPs. On Wednesday, Deputy Prime Minister Wissanyou accepted that this would be the case, saying that the challenge would be a difficult one, with a balance being sought by officials. Although the Office of Narcotics Control Board signed off on the red tape this week to move towards decriminalizing marijuana or cannabis, it has long been seen as a bastion of opposition towards the liberal agenda being pursued by Minister Anutin and Bujutai Party. Thailand is also an extremely conservative society, with a large segment of the population resolutely opposed to drug use and indeed also widespread alcohol use. Anonymous sources within government agencies also suggest that there is some skepticism and apprehension about the latest moves. Former top state agency officials and narcotics expert sees potential conflict with international partners. In the last week, Mr. Virav Sumyai, an accepted expert on controlled substances, former senior official with Thailand's Food and Drug Administration, and past president of the International Narcotics Control Board from 2017 to 2019, has advised that allowing households to cultivate cannabis plants is fraught with difficulty. He says it is likely to lead to conflict with international bodies such as the United Nations. Mr. Wissanyu at the same time said the law, which will introduce controls on the use and production of cannabis in Thailand, will go some way to bolstering Thailand's position concerning its ongoing legal commitments under the key conventions on restricting the use of narcotics worldwide. Three significant international conventions were signed by Thailand between 1961 and 1988 on narcotics control, including cannabis, but there is wiggle room. There are the 1961 Single Convention on Narcotics Drugs, which seeks to prevent the production and distribution of narcotics, including marijuana and cocaine. It calls for cooperation between countries to help stamp out activities linked with drug trafficking in these substances. This United Nations Accord came into effect on the 8th of August, 1975. The 1971 Convention on Psychotropic Substances, signed in Vienna, which came into effect in 1976, includes Thailand among 34 countries that signed up to the suppression of a wide range of depressants and stimulants, which include ketamine, amphetamine, tetrahydrocannabinol, the active ingredient in cannabis. Then there is a 1988 United Nations Convention against Illicit Traffic in Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances, also signed in Vienna, which came into effect in 1990. 1988 Pact, a response to cocaine and marijuana use worldwide in the 70s and 80s, empowering criminals. This gave added legal weight to the 1961 treaty and has been signed by 190 nations, including Thailand. The convention was specifically a response to the rise of recreational drugs such as marijuana and cocaine in the 1970s and 80s. This empowered major crime organizations who began operating on a global scale, prompting a coordinated international response. While the focus was on controlling the international distribution and proliferation of such drugs, the conventions also envisaged domestic legalization to counter the possession and use of such substances in countries that were signatories to the pact. Legal experts have suggested that there is some room to wiggle in the wording of the 1988 treaty in that it bows to constitutional imperatives and significant legalization in each country. It referred itself to the goals outlined in the 1961 treaty. It specifically suggests that if the treaty violated the constitution of any individual country, then such measures would not be binding on the country. New law will make the new cannabis regime less of a free-for-all and reimpose very necessary restrictions. It is already clear that the new laws and regulations being ushered in by Thailand, including those signed this week and the legislation being moved through the House of Representatives, is not a free-for-all when it comes to the use of marijuana, as well as specifying a low level of THC. The new law will impose a fine of up to 20,000 baht for anyone growing cannabis and not notifying authorities, while those found dealing in the drug with an appropriate license will face up to 2 years in prison or a fine of 300,000 baht. On the other hand, Thailand's new cannabis regime has already allowed for the production of medical cannabis and manufacture of consumer products from cannabis extracts, all undertaken under the new legal regime and giving birth to a new commercial industry. It is envisioned that further liberalization and exploitation of the legislation will see the new cannabis industry in the kingdom flourish from a reported income of 280 million baht last year to 7.6 billion by 2025. Challenge facing law enforcement agencies ahead with new laws to enforce while still controlling drug importation activities across Thailand's borders. The scale and complexity of the challenge facing Thai law enforcement agencies over the coming months will be high, but this week the provincial police in Nakhon Phanom in northeastern Thailand made the state's intentions clear when the Mekong Riverine Unit intercepted a long-tail boat crossing over from Laos into Thailand with 2,000 slabs of marijuana resin weighing 2,000 kilograms. Police Lieutenant General Sombat Chuthanom, a local police commander, revealed that one man was arrested in the swoop. Police officers highlighted the rise of such incidents over the last year and attributed this to a more pressing economic climate. The police chief said that earlier in the month, police had seized a further 2 tons of marijuana with frequent arrests. He pointed out that even if cannabis was made legal for restricted personal use in Thailand, it would remain illegal to transport large shipments of cannabis resin across borders due to both customs laws and new legislation regulating the future sale and distribution of cannabis and associated products. Oh, I hope you guys are loving that. You're listening to Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Lovebrotsky. And next, we have from Africa.cgtn.com, Morocco seizes 2.1 tons of cannabis, arrests three suspects. Written by Xinhua. The drugs, the Moroccan police seized 2.1 tons of cannabis and arrested three suspects for alleged links to an international drug trafficking network, the official MAP news agency reported Sunday. The drugs were seized at a carpentry workshop located at the outskirts of the northern city of Tangier. The modus operandi of the ring is to hollow out large wooden boards to hide the cannabis and coat them with chemicals to avoid detection by the police canine at control borders, added the MAP. Despite efforts to crack down on cannabis during the past decade, Morocco remains one of the world's largest producers of the narcotic plant, according to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. Thank you. You're listening to Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Lovebrotsky. Jason Isaac Brodsky, but there's a lot of love coming here. Next on statesmintjournal.com, new Oregon marijuana rules let customers buy more and from farther away. Oregon has approved multiple changes to the regulation of the cannabis industry for the new year, including doubling how much marijuana customers can purchase and allowing home delivery across city and county lines. In a December 28th meeting, Oregon's Liquor and Cannabis Commission approved new rules that officials say will help streamline oversight of the industry, decrease violations, and expand choices for consumers and help prevent children from accessing hemp products containing THC, according to a news press release from the agency. The changes are in response to the industry's rapid growth and will put Oregon more in alignment with other states on marijuana use rules, as well as position the state in the export market if marijuana is legalized nationally, officials said. While some of the new rules took effect January 1st, others kick in later this year. The new rules were driven by two bills passed in 2021. The House Bill 3000 established a framework for limiting the unregulated sale of hemp products containing THC. Senate Bill 408 provided the commission with an outline for restructuring penalties for rule violations by licensees. The following are some changes. Consumers can buy 2 ounces of usable marijuana up from 1 ounce beginning January 1st. Edible concentration limits will increase from 50 milligrams THC to 100 milligrams. Single serving portions of no more than 10 milligrams will need to be scored to make the portion sizes obvious. Home delivery will now be allowed across city and county lines as long as local authorities approve it. Previously, delivery was limited only to the city or county where a cannabis retailer was located to ensure hemp products containing large amounts of THC don't commingle with general market products, the commission will limit the general market sale of hemp edible products to 2 milligrams of THC in a single serving and up to 20 milligrams THC per container of a hemp product. The commission requires that non-intoxicating artificially derived cannabinoids go through the ordinary regulatory review process required for ingredients in dietary supplements or food products for the commission to approve in the future, something like cannabinol, CBN, and would need to meet the standard for a new dietary ingredient notification, generally recognized as safe, GRAS. Commission licensees will have 18 months to bring their CBN products into compliance. The commission is reducing the time and cost for licensees to report marijuana plant tagging and harvests into the state's cannabis trafficking system to improve licenses and ability to self-distribute their products. The commission will begin accepting label applications for marijuana edibles that exceed 50 milligrams THC in the package. Edibles that exceed 50 milligrams won't be eligible for sale until April 1st, regardless of whether the label has been approved. Oh, fantastic. You guys are listening to Smoke News Radio. I'm going to go run around the corner for a quick moment. Let's put a little of some beautiful, magical Tanel on. If we can get this one to play.
You know I love you. The way you hit my chest like a boom, boom beat. You light up the room with your sweet taste. No one can take your place. How you smell so good. Don't misunderstand, but I know one day my papa will see the love we share so effortlessly. Yes, I need you to get me through the night. Wrap yourself around my heart and make it so right. Oh, and no one can compare, cause
cookies.
Fantastic. Give me some goosebumps. Yeah. I just want to read a quick, beautiful quote that I got to read today. There is love in your blood. There is power in your breath. You are a product of your ancestors. You are a product of the divine. You are free to love as much as you'd like. You choose your emotions. You choose your experiences. Your subconscious is strong. Don't you see? You burn like the sun. Oh, I'm not sure if that's original, but it's posted by an amazing inspirational spirit. So I'm really stoked. Okay, next. From Forbes.com. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace is on a mission to legalize cannabis, and Amazon just got behind her. The freshman representative from South Carolina introduced an Americans for Prosperity endorsed bill to end federal pot prohibition and says legalization is an issue that unites America, just like apple pie. On the second floor of the Cannon House office, I'm pretty sure that that previous quote was original. Walking on the sun, I am. Okay. Across Independence Avenue from the United States Capitol, Representative Nancy Mace is drinking rosé out of a can as her fiancé named Liberty Mace talks about why cannabis should be legal. Mace quotes, "There's a million reasons to end federal prohibition, and the only place where this is controversial is up here. It's an enormously popular idea. America is like, WTF, DC. Why have you not done this yet?" In November, the 44-year-old freshman congresswoman who represents South Carolina's coastal swing district spanned Charleston to Hilton Head introduced the state's STATES Reform Act, a bill that would end federal government's 85-year prohibition on marijuana. Mace is certainly not the first politician to introduce a cannabis legalization bill, although it's been impossible to get one passed by both chambers of Congress. But Mace already has one of the most powerful conservative groups in the world in her corner. That's Charles Cox Americans for Prosperity, and now she has one of the world's largest companies supporting her bill, Amazon. In June, the retail giant announced that it would exclude marijuana from most of its employee drug testing and started lobbying to legalize cannabis. 6 months later, the company met with Mace and now says it will support her STATES Reform Act. Quoted, "They don't want to sell it," Mace says, noting that employment is driving force behind the support. It opens up the hiring pool by about 10%, quotes Brian Huseman, Amazon's vice president of public policy, quoting, "This bill offers comprehensive reform that speaks to the emergence of the bipartisan consensus to end the federal prohibition of cannabis," says corporate Amazon person. Charles Koch and political advocacy group founded Well-Spend Millions, the Safe. These dorks, they're just adding acronyms to their junk. And I don't want to read their stuff. You know, it's I can't. That's not news. I'm gonna make an acronym in a bill. So, don't make a States Act. What a bunch of dorks. Okay, next from searchlight.vc comes Smoke News Radio. And this is really what's happening in the world. Grenadine jailed for 222 pounds of marijuana. 25-year-old Grenadine, who intended to transport 222 pounds of marijuana from Union Island to Grenada, jailed for 1 year and 3 months. Suspect ultimately faced four charges, the prosecution having withdrawn a charge that the Grenadine entered the state other than at the port of entry. Albert admitted his guilt to possession of 1,000 kilograms of cannabis with intent to supply, possession for the purpose of drug trafficking, entering the state by boat, disembarking without consent of immigration officer, and knowingly and willfully allowing himself to be landed as a prohibited immigrant. All right. That previous article, by the way, that was just evangelism for their own bill. And it actually explained a whole bunch. I'm going to last 10 minutes of this stuff, talk about these things I've been talking about today. Like, basically, these people making these bills that have all fancy acronyms are full of it. They are corporate money mongers. This person is just another pocket. You think George Soros funded Prop 215, okay, people? Because they know the money's in their pocket. They know it. So you've got to understand that these people, Nancy Mace, is taking money from Amazon, from Coke retail, to go push her thing. What car is she driving around? Does she pay for anything from Amazon? All these people are in the pocket of some expensive billionaire that wants to push their own stuff. Why doesn't that expensive billionaire get their ass on the office? Okay? Let's see this cokehead run for office. Sorry, I return stuff at your place and they don't freaking say it got returned. So then I'm going to get charged for it. So thanks, you two Amazon people in the bed together. So Nancy Mace is owned. So it just shows you that these Congress people, even though Republican or not, it doesn't matter. Especially the Democrats are the ones that got all bought by the other side. What was the Facebookers bought all this. So basically Oregon is, they control liquor and they control the cannabis. So they're, you know, there's not a lot of sun in Oregon. So it's like you really got to make your day bright because it's really overcast. It's a beautiful place, but there's not a lot of sun. It's really like you hang out in some places. Yeah, it's sunny, but really, you know, it's like the Seattle summer. You know, you talk about it, but, you know, it's here and gone too quick. You're just like, oh, come back for the Seattle summer. You're like, come on, don't sell like 3 days to me for your whole town. Come to the Seattle like rainforest, because that's what it is. It's a giant rainforest that just there's trees everywhere, and it's constantly wet. And they don't know what to do when it snows. They have no snowplow equipment. They're just always at the perfect temperature. You know, so Morocco. You know, somebody's smoking something. You know, it's all really illegal. And if you really noticed from the Thailand, the 1988 United Nations Convention, the 1988 Pact, the 1971 Convention on Psychotropic Substances, the 1961 Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs, and then there was the 1990s something one in here too, wasn't there? I don't see that one right now. Maybe that was the 1988 United Nations Convention Against Illicit Traffic. Like, they're really working to make these things illegal. And when they were made, they're made because cartels had money and they were just buying whatever they wanted, murdering whatever they wanted, you know. Everyone's all coked up and worried, and these cokeheads running around carrying marijuana under their shoulder, separating the two, is the winner. So it just, I mean, you get together with your legal cocaine, as people get closer to that, we're getting marijuana legal first. So, and really, psychedelics should not be legalized. People don't realize why you should not legalize these psychedelics, because it's not mushrooms they're legalizing. They're legalizing psychedelics. So that means they can start mass producing psychotropic drugs and experimenting using them on people. So mushrooms making legal, yes. Psychedelics, no. You know, like small home kit Bibles of making acid, you know, that's obviously been around society, but there's so many other psychotropic drugs out there that making all psychedelics legal, no way, don't do it. Don't do it, because there's too many chemists out there. There's just too many chemists, you know. You can't chemist mushrooms. You make mushrooms and lysergic acid legal, because those two, and MDMA, three. That's all, nothing else. Everything else has been around with society for a while. You know, people want their ketamine and be like, what? You just burn brain cells. These people are not thinking. You know, and also in Thailand, it was so much more illegal back in the day. People were facing death penalties for marijuana. Now it's like 15 years. Oh, that's so much. Compared to a death penalty? Yeah, you don't got to serve the death penalty. You know, you don't serve life and then they kill you. They kill you right there, and so it's over. You know, you don't get to do anything else in the game. Great. So basically, Thailand is doing hemp. They're not saying hemp. They're just calling it marijuana. 2% marijuana. 2% marijuana is hemp. So they're legalizing hemp across the country, and you can grow it at your home. Now, the technology isn't there to just go and test everybody's homes. Like, hey, is that hemp? Test it. That's not really there yet. You know, they're working on that, but these labs are the, how do you say, they're in on it. These testing labs are so in on it and have gotten themselves their feet wedged in to cut out all the other competition that they're making so much money. No one hears about how much the testing labs are making. How much is the testing lab making? Let's keep that in my mind, write that down. You know, how much are those guys making per state? Because only a few groups have been licensed. And this licensing by state, who's getting the licenses? The buddies of the buddies? Oh, you hanging out with Newsom? You hanging out with Sean Parker's buddies with the Paxil people? You got that to get yourself some licenses? And Chile is really locked down. You cannot even go out anywhere in Chile. Chile and Australia are just not where to throw parties these days. You can't just throw a massive rave in these places. Like, no. Everyone's stuck in their place. You cannot go, and forced to do what people tell you is healthy for you. But that's their opinion. And if someone's trying to push something non-natural into your body, you've really got to get out of there. Like, you really got to be truthful to what you are, your temple. And just like, you just, cannabis has been with humans for a long time. It's got efficacy, you know? There's some reproductive issues with it. It shrinks the placenta. And mothers should know this. And men should know this, that you just don't get your lady, just help her not be, need to smoke herb or CBD during her time. My mother's a labor and delivery nurse. I'm just like, go babies. That's all that matters. There's nothing else but babies that matter. And if people can come with their heart and put their love into their babies, their heart and soul and their magic and their beauty, we're in for a good, we're in for a good future. But it's just understanding that during this time, even though cannabis has been used for pain relief, it's not that good for the placenta. Now, like, go invent some CBD that doesn't mess with placenta or make man's genetic carriers slow. It slows down men's little squigglies that they use to reproduce with. So they're just really, really slow. You know, so even though we think it's really helpful in the cannabinoid system, it can be difficult on ways we don't understand. And human society is not reproducing as much as it used to. So that's just, we've got to understand these things and understand that cannabis, as amazing as it may be, now we're getting the science. Now we're getting the research. Now we're understanding what we felt. And we can actually get the facts and the science and know what the truths are. Even though there's all the corporations coming in, grabbing in the money game, money game, money game. THCO. Wow. Give me some of that. THC Delta 8. You know, if you mix CBD with your pot, it deactivates your THC in your body. So if you need to sober up, smoke a little hemp. If you feel like you're too stoned, smoke a little hemp. The hemp will help counter the THC. Like, I thought it was, oh, you mix the two together, it'll help. It's like, well, the CBD helps with the muscle relaxant, but then it like gets rid of any of the psychoactive. So it's like mixing them, it's not really the way to go. You want to do one or the other, you know. So just let you people understand. I really appreciate everyone for listening. Jason Isaacuff Brodsky on the microphone, bringing some love for you on the cannabis news. And I appreciate you guys very much for listening. Do check out other shows here on Brodsky Entertainment. Brodsky's up on Monday night and doing some freestyle and talk about some cannabis. All right. Have a beautiful, beautiful night. And thank you for listening. Smoke News Radio 117. I love you very much.